The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
I really like that. It's kind of primitive, but at the same time, it's like super cool.
At a relative's house in Coconut Grove, Cuban artist Josue Pollieri is showing me something on his laptop that does look super cool. A petite-robed figure is squaring off against monsters against an eerie backdrop of jagged peaks. It's a scene from a video game Pollieri is developing called Savior. It's Cuba's first independent video game, as in not produced by Cuba's government. To Pollieri, the future of privately made Cuban games is at stake.
If our game goes really, really bad, maybe it's like we close the door. But if our game goes well, I see like a lot of young people in Cuba will say, hey, we want to try that too.
The international gamer community seems to think Savior can be a hit. This year, Pollieri has promoted his project in Miami and New York, and he's raised more than $10,000 in crowdfunding to finish the video game's demo. Savior is pushing the boundaries of Cuban art, computer tech, and private entrepreneurship.
We feel like pioneers indeed.
That's Pollieri's partner, Cuban computer whiz Johan Hernandez, at his home in Havana. He's 30, Pollieri is 35. When they met last year, Hernandez was so taken by Pollieri's art, he signed on as the tech brains for their new company, Empty Head Games.
Almost all the gamers here in Cuba, nobody play Cuban government video games. The government video games don't entertain.
That's because the state-produced games really aren't meant to entertain. They're often designed to teach Cubans about the Cuban Revolution. Not exactly Super Mario. But in recent years, popular games like the Super Mario series and Sword and Sorcery have made their way into Cuba, and they fired the imaginations of artists like Josue Pollieri.
I'm very influenced by that kind of aesthetic. They feel like a universe, but interconnected.
Pollieri studied at Havana's Higher Institute of Art, and there's a lot that's interconnected in his video game vision. It's equal parts fantasy and philosophy, creatures and Kafka, and it's driven to some degree by Cuba's economic deprivation.
Sometimes when you have less, you go more deep in things, like the way I see creation.
Creation is what their video game Savior is about, or recreation. A childlike hero named Little God awakes to find his world has collapsed. He has to travel through several levels and face a gallery of beasts in a quest to rebuild it. The visuals have a dark but dreamlike quality, some of it inspired by Arnold Böcklin's haunting painting Isle of the Dead. The story evokes the allegory of Tolkien, the surrealism of Karel Čapek, and the redemption of the Bible.
It's about the idea of what a savior is. Then, take that concept and put it inside the logic of what a video game is.
You have to press.
In Havana, Johan Hernandez shows me how that concept plays out in the game itself. Using his ad hoc collection of desktop hardware, he wants to make the timing mechanism on the player control more responsive than most Cuban games.
You must always let the gamer think that he has the control, not the game has the control over the player.
Pollieri and Hernandez haven't let the obstacles in Cuba control them. Making a video game requires downloading a lot of programming components and just as much online networking with the gaming community. But Cuba has one of the world's lowest and slowest levels of internet access. If the Savior duo wants to get connected, they have to buy an internet card and trudge out to a Wi-Fi hotspot. What takes an hour in the U.S. takes them a day.
It's unbelievable what the two of them have done and how far they've come given the limited resources.
Jonathan Matusky is with the Connecticut-based Innovadores Foundation, a nonprofit that mentors and promotes Cuban tech startups. After seeing some of the Savior project this year, Matusky took Pollieri and Hernandez to the crowdfunding company Indiegogo. It's the first time Cuban entrepreneurs have ever raised cash that way.
I think that Josue and Johan will highly encourage other young, creative Cubans to stay here and develop games, develop apps, websites, and build the future of Cuba.
That's a lot riding on one video game, and the Savior team still has to raise another $50,000 to get it completed by 2018. But gamers would consider that
super cool.
I'm Tim Padgett in Havana. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.